Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my very talkative sometimes co-host, Donna Lee.
I'm ebullient today.
Yes.
Ebullient.
You know, they think you're the star of the show.
I am when you let me talk.
You know what? I think you've said enough already. I'm
and
Dr. Mystery. I'm a board-certified urologist. That is my real name. And this show is brought to you by the urology practice that I started in 2007, NAU Urology Specialist.
NAU used to stand for North Austin Urology.
And the more popular we get, the less I'm able to change that. You know, I've been trying to slowly change this to something else. But
we can still change it.
We'll just stay right there.
I don't like that.
It's just confusing enough to be remembered.
Is it?
Kind of like the gap in David Letterman's teeth.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with better analogies.
Oh, that's not going to Joe Rogan, if you're trying.
Joe Rogan, I would appreciate it if you listened to our podcast and invited us on one day. We have a urology practice. We have four offices. We have four physician providers. We have five mid-level providers that are PAs and nurse practitioners. We have two pelvic floor physical therapists. We offer sleep apnea testing and sex therapy. We are a comprehensive clinic for your urologic needs.
That's right. Lots of sex therapy going on during a pandemic for sure.
That's right. That's right.
People are wanting to get in quickly.
Poor Donna. How do I get him off me?
Michael.
How do people get a hold of us and where are our offices?
You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. And our locations are Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas. Our website is armormenshealth.com. And again, send your amazing questions to any of our providers, armormenshealth@gmail.com, where we have the most incredible and interesting questions.
Yes,
mostly
absolutely.
About peepees
and dinglings. And yum-yums. Mm-hmm. Donna, you know, I say it every week on the show, but what makes our practice really unique is the offerings that we have that take the disease process in the patient beyond just what they are seeing right in front of them and try to understand how does it connect with the rest of their body and health.
I'm always fascinated that when you tell a patient, when you give the diagnosis and it's very extreme or it's just really shocking, their first words are, what do I eat? How do I change
whether
that?
It's a kidney stone,
right,
or it's cancer. Their prostate or cancer.
Yep.
I mean, it's the patient or their spouse. The very first question is, should we change what we're eating? Mm-hmm. And I always think to myself, don't you think it's a little late? Like if you really,
I didn't think you were going to say
you,
that.
If you really, I mean, you kind of know, right?
You don't really say that though.
But in your mind, you're like, the answer is there's certainly things we can do now and we're going to make those changes.
Right.
But there's certainly a healthy way of living that's not like a secret. But I think that understanding how to live healthy, mm-hmm. especially when news and studies are so contradictory, you know, one day eggs are good, one day eggs are bad, one day. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that if there was a right answer, we'd all eat like that all the time.
If there was a
right answer. Mm-hmm. There is no right answer for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so an individualized nutrition plan and an individualized plan is something that we really strive for. And you need the tools. And we have those tools for you. And I'm really happy to introduce our tool here, Shefali
tool.
Ravula.
I'm a
You're
tool.
Not a tool.
I'm such a tool.
Like a gun is a tool.
Oh, like a badass tool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine. I'm
I may
the tool,
be a tool, right. But if a patient asks me what to eat, I'm not going to have that reaction.
That's right. She's got a pamphlet for you. So Shefali is a physician assistant. She's been someone who I have known, she says 30 years, she doesn't really know, but I've known her since I was in the eighth grade.
Mm. Oh.
That's a long time.
That's more.
That's interesting. Is that
more? Nine, you know, like a long time.
Oh.
And
carry the two.
She has an amazing history in that she worked in GI, which
is gastro.
If you don't think that what you eat affects your GI tract, then that's the first thing that's the very top of it, you know. And it's the whole purpose of it is to digest your food. But really, she has helped me really leverage this belief that what you eat and the supplements you take have a real impact on urologic diseases. And I think that there's no better illustration of that than prostate cancer. So thank you for joining us today, Shefali.
Glad to be here.
So oftentimes when I find a diagnosis of prostate cancer, there are several things that I'm looking for to achieve nutritionally. There's, first of all, is how do we keep them from progressing? Then there's how do we get them ready for surgery or get them through radiation? And then ultimately, if we cure them, how to do a maintenance. Well, maybe you could just kind of briefly discuss what are some of the tips and overall concepts you try to discuss with prostate cancer patients when they're first diagnosed and sent to you?
Sure. So a couple of things. If it's just my first visit with them, I try to just get to the high points. First, I like to have patients tell me where they're coming from, because it really matters. You could be a CrossFitter and eating, living on a farm. Of course, maybe not in Austin, but you know, that's the A++ grade that I give. And then you could be somewhere on further down on the scale where you just don't have that time to cook and you're having to have fast food and you've got a big family to feed and you've been doing that your whole life and you have some obesity and you have other metabolic conditions. Kind of figuring out where people are coming from and what can they manage, what can they change in their life? Because again, like we talked about, we got to empower the patient, and that's the first thing they're going to ask. What can I eat? What can I do? What can I change? Giving them those tools in that first visit is really key. So I kind of try to just go with two basics at first. Tons of blueberries and blackberries, berries, and tons of cruciferous vegetables. Okay, I'm not talking about buckets because everything in moderation.
What's a cruciferous vegetable?
Say that again. What's a vegetable?
What's a vegetable?
I haven't gotten to the C's on my little calendar vocabulary thing.
Cruciferous. And we've probably talked about this before, but I'll go down the list. Collard greens, kale, broccoli, bok choy, cauliflower, greens. Arugula. Not all greens.
They're all green.
They're not all greens.
Oh. What's a white cruciferous vegetable?
Cauliflower.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I failed this test.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We've already failed.
Yeah, you have, because we did talk about this before.
And so blueberries and cruciferous vegetables, how they help us. I can't even say vegetable. I mean, they really follow this philosophy that we have against inflammation, trying to reduce inflammation or inflammatory markers in the body. And I think a lot of our listeners may not know, but inflammation, which is the reaction our own cells take against something that we think is invading us, that inflammatory process has been identified as a potential cause in cancers, in heart disease, in Alzheimer's, and all sorts of things. So much of what we do philosophically here is trying to reduce your inflammation.
Yeah, inflammation is really the core process of so many of our diseases. The cancer, okay, the core of that is inflammation, the core of our metabolic disturbances in our body. So yes, an anti-inflammatory approach and diet is going to help so many things, not just prostate cancer. And did you know the word inflammare it means to set on fire, from some language, not Hindi.
Oh.
I don't know what language.
Inflammare.
Inflammare or
something. That's how I'm going to speak to them now. And so by reducing inflammation through foods, which is the one thing that we subject ourselves to willingly, right? And we can't always pick where we live, or we can't pick our genes, but we can pick what we're actually putting inside our body to like inflammare our internal organs. And I think that empowerment is something that we know in our hearts, which is why when we're afraid of a disease process, we immediately go to that. Mm-hmm. How do I regain control over a disease process that has taken control? And this concept of inflammation, it's not some amorphous thing. We actually have tests to find out how inflamed you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of those tests?
So you can do a CRP. You could
which
even
is
do
called C-reactive protein.
Protein.
Which is a protein in our body that kind of amps up when we're in an inflammatory state. So if you have a bad flu, it'll be high.
Yes, it will.
Okay, and what's another one?
There's also the high sensitivity CRP, HSCRP, a little bit more cardiovascular specific. Ferritin, actually, which is an acute phase reactant.
That means that if you're inflamed, the ferritin levels will go up. And that's probably a protective mechanism because it helps bind hemoglobin and get your body ready to defeat things by keeping more blood.
Mm-hmm. A homocysteine.
Which I don't know what it does biologically.
Well, that's part of a whole biological process called methylation. It has some other roles as well. So you can actually do a deeper dive into biochemistry, which is really kind of one of the fundamentals and foundations of functional medicine or naturopathic medicine, or even chiropractic medicine. Those are sort of the precursors to what functional medicine is now. So thinking about biochemistry and personalized biochemistry, going back to what you said, personalized nutrition. I just learned at the cardiometabolic conference I went to that even libido can be affected by an under-methylation or an over-methylation
So, and that changes the way that we process foods, the way our metabolism works, and we can test for it, which is really the message out there to our listeners, is that, you know, these things we're talking about, the changes you can make, we can not only figure out where you are, but how to get to the right place with proper tests. And I think it's such a wonderful tool that we provide people. So I want to thank you, Shefali, for giving our patients this tool. And Donna, how do people make appointments with her, and how do people learn more about empowering themselves?
That's right. You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762 and ask us all about your cruciferous vestibules. And we can schedule your appointment with Shefali. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and you can send your questions to Shefali@armormenshealth@gmail.com. Thank you.
And you can find recipes at Chef's Kitchen on Facebook.
Chefskitchen.com.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.